Shalom, brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to the Shofar Ministry Program. This is Dan with our effervescent lady and my soulmate and very best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, dear, and Erev Tov, and Shalom to all. And may tonight's study be a blessing to you. So let us pray.
El Shaddai, Almighty Father, we will not fear, but trust you in all things, for what can mortal man do to us? Our home is not here, therefore we anxiously await upon a better place. Till then, may we never disappoint you, but rather look for opportunities to please you. And even though tests and afflictions, we will serve you only and forever. We pray for those who lost family members in the condo collapse. May they find strength through salvation. We lift up to you our recent prayer request, and as always, for the salvation of our loved ones. May their eyes be opened. We pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
And amen.
All right, let's begin with Israel.
Okay, mandatory face masks were reimposed indoors and recommended, as the Health Ministry of Israel reported, 227 new Delta COVID cases on Thursday. And actually, that's the fourth day in a row that they had cases passing the 100 mark. Israel did stress that severe restrictions will not be mandated, but a fee of $1,500 is being imposed for quarantine violations.
Well, you know what happens in Israel often comes to America.
Yes, as I just saw this morning that the CDC is recommending mask wearing indoors due to the Delta strain being on the move. You know, this is all planned, but will Americans put up with more restrictions?
Probably some.
Perhaps somewhat limited, but certainly no more lockdowns or school closings.
Will people fight against people?
That's what the globalists want, and it does say in Matthew 24:7, there will be. But the CDC also said this morning, it's all the non-vaccinated people's fault. And I think you have her quote right there.
Yes. It's mutating because of unvaccinated people into something that translates into more hospitalizations and more deaths.
Close quote. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, more adverse reactions from the shots, and some very serious, are being covered up. You know, Pfizer and Moderna finally applied a warning of heart inflammation to their label. And the Cleveland Clinic says if you already had COVID, shots are not needed nor encouraged. And now, this is unbelievable, they're going door-to-door in New Jersey and in Chicago, and others I know will follow, the Democratic cities for sure. And they're offering a $50 gift card if you get the shot.
Well, yeah, but you know the million-dollar drawings in Ohio are over.
Yes, but apparently another incentive is coming soon. Can anyone see there is an evil agenda here? Now the WHO admits that children should not be vaccinated. However, now suggests even the fully vaccinated should wear masks. Again, against the Delta variant, they're saying, because it's spreading.
Well, it will never end.
All the foreshadows of the coming judgment are definitely here.
Mm-hmm. And Chief Kohavi of the IDF met with Biden last week.
He did, and Biden's planning on meeting with the Prime Minister Bennett next month. And Biden did commit to strengthening the U.S.-Israeli defense partnership and guaranteed that Iran never gets a nuclear weapon. And as the officials discussed, the threat posed by Iran's destructive activities in the Middle East. And for now, thank goodness, it has been quiet from Gaza, who, of course, probably quiet because they want money to be able to rebuild.
Well, of course.
And the United States on Sunday conducted precision airstrikes in Syria and Iraq against two Iranian-backed militia proxies, Hezbollah, and what, this is a new one, Al-Shuhada, against operational and weapons storage facilities at two sites in Syria and one in Iraq in response to the mounting drone attacks.
At least eight attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq.
With about a dozen casualties. And this comes right after Iran boasted having many UAVs.
Which is unmanned aerial vehicles.
Yes, as in drones, with a long range of approximately 4,000 miles. They can fly, return home, and make landing wherever they are directed to go. This timing of Iran's latest boast is intended, of course, to illustrate the hardening of their negotiating stance in the nuclear talks. You know, they, under their new president, Raisi. And it also coincides with Tehran's cutoff of camera images that had enabled the IAEA to at least monitor Iran's nuclear facilities. But they shut them off since the monitoring agreement they had with the agency had expired.
Well, over here, crime violence is skyrocketing.
Oh, it's bad. Especially in Chicago, L.A., New York, Portland, and San Francisco, too. And it's not over white supremacy. It's gang violence of blacks on blacks and Hispanics and even some Asians.
Nor is it only gun violence.
Oh, right. It's also knives, ice picks, bats, and lots of drug fighting violence, and domestic violence is up as well.
Lawlessness keeps increasing.
Yep. You know, these Democratic-run cities, they, in my mind, they asked for it by not supporting the police and letting criminals back on the streets. And now Biden, as is usually the case from progressive, is once again going after our guns. When actually we need more guns than ever to protect ourselves. And do you know what else is exploding?
Do tell.
The promotion of sodomy.
Yes, even by the Pope.
He has once again expressed his support and encouraged the ministry of another fellow Jesuit, Father Martin, to the homosexual community, using words that also encourage others to take part in this work as well.
And it's not to try to change their wicked ways.
Oh, no, it's the adulation of sin.
Well, you know, Jesus hit the nail on the head.
Yes, as in the days of Lot. You know, I think we should read that. It's Luke 17, because it also answers a question we actually received last week, which was, could the tribulation begin months after the rapture, as some are now saying? So let's look at that by reading Luke 17, verses 26 through 29.
As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built, but on the day the Lord went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all.
Okay, a lot to unpack here, but we'll start with the obvious. Using typology as recommended by Jesus, you can see that the judgment came on the same day that Lot left Sodom. And with Noah, the rain began just 7 days later, Genesis 7, verse 10. And so I believe the tribulation will begin that way as well.
When the covenant is signed on a Yom Kippur.
Right, that's Tishri 10, which is 7 days after the close of Rosh Hashanah, which is Tishri 1 and 2. So we don't know which day or hour the rapture occurs, but we know from James 5 it is at the end, at the time of the fall harvest. And I might also add that it'll be on a new moon, which Rosh Hashanah each year is.
Representing a new beginning.
Correct. And so, for us, that's a very good thing.
But not so good for those left on the earth.
Right. Except, and praise be, salvation will come to the Jews as a whole, along with some tribulation saints, and as well, the 144,000 Hebrews will be saved first, Revelation 7.
So, right away.
Which is why they are called the first fruits to God, Revelation 14.
Another reason we have to leave.
Exactly. Otherwise, they could not be called the first fruits unto God if we were still here.
All true born-again Christians must be raptured.
So bottom line, God judged Sodom for its sodomy, along with many other sins, I'm sure. And now in Las Vegas, the Nellis Air Force Base is hosting the first ever drag queen show.
Are you serious?
Yep. Touted as contributing to military readiness and morale.
Oh, really? This is so bizarre.
Oh, my gosh. And another sad thing is that a Middle East mentor of mine was flying over Tel Aviv last week just before landing at night so you could see the many lights of the city. And right in the middle of the city stood a giant rainbow. Now, at first he thought it was a giant flag, but turned out to be a huge painting of the rainbow flag on the whole side of a building, also lit up. Not the Israeli emblem, rather the gay pride symbol. You know, we know God has his eye on Israel, so what a slap in his face.
Yeah, well, you know, Tel Aviv is supposedly the capital of the homosexual world.
I know. So hard to believe. If we didn't know the enemy and his tactics. You go after God's first chosen people, and then also the Christians.
All right, then. If you have a question or a comment, there are three ways to connect with us. You can email the Sheila at ShofarMinistries.net or call the office. And please be sure to leave a very detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And prayerfully consider tucking in a gift of love. You can also give on our webpage, shofarministries.net, which automatically adds your name to our mailing list for news updates and monthly teaching letters for your added learning.
Okay. We had a question come in last week about which driver's license to get when up for renewal due to the fact that the new compliant ID contains an RFID chip that not only can track you, of course, but perhaps could be used as a future mandatory ID to buy or to sell. So we haven't researched this a lot yet, but I must say they can already track us just using the pings on your cell phone. They can even listen to your conversations. They can read your messages and also take your picture. So I wouldn't be too overly concerned about the compliant ID.
And this chip is not the actual mark until it's put in your skin.
Right, and you have to be willing to worship the Antichrist. But I do know that there are many who already have it, as in Alzheimer's patients and, of course, many animals. But again, once again, a foreshadow of what will happen, just getting everybody prepared. Because don't forget, the people will lose their ID, so they're going to want to have it more permanent. But anyway, Revelation 13 is all ready to go as planned for when the tribulation begins, for sure. Anyhow, back to the driver's ID. You need to weigh out the pros and cons, but if you feel you might go on an airplane, you will need to have one by May of 2023. So there is time.
Also, you won't be able to enter any federal building.
Right, and you might not think you ever will need to do that, except we had to when our daughter was adopting as witnesses. So you never really know, and I wouldn't have a problem getting one, but you do need 5 forms of identification, and if you are a woman, you need proof of your birth name and proof of your wedding name by showing your marriage certificate.
They say it's to reduce fraud and identity theft.
Right. Anyway, by the way, if you're listening and we're missing some fine points here, we would appreciate receiving that info.
Okay, what about all these UFOs we're seeing?
Okay, well, now they're called UAPs, for unidentified aerial phenomenons.
That would be them.
Yeah, we've been hearing for years about them, and I haven't seen anyone on secular TV that might even suggest that it could be supernatural.
As in demonic.
Mm-hmm. You know, Ephesians 6 tells us they live in the skies and in the heavenlies. Honey, please read that, I think. Ephesians 6, 10 through 13.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the trickery of the devil.
The Greek word for put on is enduo, number 1746, which means to sink into or to saturate yourself. Now, we know the armor is the word of God, so we must be saturated in it to stand against the devil's trickery. And, of course, we suggest to tithe your time to him in his word. Verse 12.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
Oh, and here comes now 4 separate ranks of spiritual evil forces.
But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
So, are these UAPs aliens from another planet? Well, not likely. And yet, I guess you could say they are, because they live in outer space, and I guess they could make any planet their home, I would suppose.
But, bottom line, demonic entities.
Oh, for sure. That obviously choose to use an obstacle to scare us from afar, and in some cases, even abduct, for apparently some have been abducted and have come back to talk about it, although few believe them, of course. But I did some research years ago, and none of these interviewed were born-again Christians.
Although they were soon.
Yeah. But their experiences had a lot to do with the sexual organs and hybridization, perhaps similar to Genesis 6:4's goal to defile the human race.
Which is why Noah's flood came.
And again, Jesus said, as in the days of Noah.
I can't dispute that.
Mm-hmm. So a while ago, I viewed a few paintings from the Middle Ages that showed UFO spacecraft in the skies. So obviously, they too, way back then, saw spacecraft. And in 2 Kings chapter 2, Elijah was taken up in a chariot that I'm sure God didn't need to use. And in 2 Kings 6:15, Elijah asked God to open his servant's eyes so he could see the good heavenly army in chariots on the mountain ready to fight the Sumerians. And then Elijah asked God to strike the enemy blind. Scripture confirms there are supernatural entities, both good and bad, in our upper atmosphere.
And you know, it was also confirmed again in Daniel 10.
Right. After Daniel's vision, the angel Gabriel came to him, but would have come sooner had he had not been fighting the evil angel, the prince over Persia, as well as others, according to verse 13, and he called them kings over Persia.
Again, denoting different ranks.
Mm-hmm. So I think it not odd that in the last days we would see these things, and the New Testament confirms that we will. Let's read Luke 21, where Jesus is defining the end days, verse 11.
And there will be great earthquakes in various places and famines and pestilence.
Which is the same word for plagues.
And there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven.
Fearful sights. I think UFOs are a fearful sight.
Yep, for sure.
So bottom line, I do think the UAPs are demonic in nature. And to those left behind will be the excuse given as to where we have gone. You know, a few decades ago, someone showed me a New Age magazine called Sedona, which, by the way, is a place in Arizona that insists they interact with aliens regularly. And I'll just leave it at that. But this magazine from 1993 had messages from channelers they had received from supernatural entities. Anyhow, I made a copy, and I still have it, and we'll read you a little that you're going to find interesting. The first one is from Ashtar to Sai Bonnie, explaining that some people will believing. You are to be caught up in the Lord, it says, raptured as the Bible states, preparatory to major planetary house cleaning. Now you are each being contacted, either through dreams, meditation, telepathy, a member of the Starfleet commands, the angelic hosts, or by a book or a tape to alert you to the imminency of ascension, the rapture, beaming up, or transfiguration into bodies of light, close quote. Another one in part says, 1994 is the year of commitment. By that time, the people who wanted to leave will be gone, and the ones who want to stay will remain on this plane. And that was from Grandmother Twyla Nitch to Elder Seneca Wolf. Oh, my. Another talks about the Antichrist coming, and he will make you feel rosy. And still another talks about those transitioning to another dimension and to bless them and know we will take care of them. So it would seem that Satan and his angels know we are leaving, but obviously not when, and want people to not fret, for their time on earth will then be better, they say. So, seeing these objects in the sky, and it's been on TV quite a bit, they are demonic, and evil men will use it to their advantage, as in, never let a crisis go to waste. Keep people in a state of fear, but we will not fear. Instead, we have the joy in knowing these signs are so we can understand we are leaving soon. For he does not want us to be ignorant of that fact, and that's for sure. We have the signs. Thank you, Lord. Let me ask you that you might be listening. Do you have the blood of Jesus flowing through your heart? How well do you know him? Is he personal to you? You know, if not, you can invite him in right now. And if you say you're a Christian, but you don't think you have a personal relationship, just start over right now. Because Jesus is your only Savior. And he paid the debt for your sins. You need to grab it right now. Otherwise, you're going to end up paying it yourself. You don't want that. But it's always your choice. He's always there, knocking on your door. You should open that door. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her, you're going to prosper in many, many ways. And that's from Psalm 122, verse 6. You should memorize that along with many other scriptures. Praise the Lord that we know him. I hope you do as well. Till next time, Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.